Hey there, welcome to episode 21 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful fall Saturday morning. 3 days ago, it was 94 degrees. This morning when I hit the trail at 7 a.m., it was 39 degrees and awesome. Still kind of sweating like crazy. I've been having quite a few people that are close to me who've been experiencing some challenges lately, so it's been a very stressful 10 days or so. So I needed to get out here, plug into nature, and get a nice long hike in. And man, does it feel good, bringing me back to center and feeling good. It's been about 3 weeks since the Trailblaze Challenge. I think that was the last episode I did the day before, and what a great time that was. Boy, it was interesting.
Total distance 11 miles. Total time 3 hours 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Split pace 16 minutes 16 seconds per mile.
Okay, anyway, it was really interesting because when I first did that loop, it took me 2 overnights and 3 full days. And I had serious back spasms during it and had a really hard time even finishing. And there was another time when I was having some back pain again, when I wasn't plugged in and doing things to decompress and bring myself back to a nice healthy state. I did about a half of it and poured myself into the car afterwards. So in my mind, this was going to be a really extreme feat that I had to accomplish. So I had a lot of respect for the effort it was going to take to actually complete it. And along with that respect, I spent a lot of energy preparing for it, not only mentally, but physically. And when it became time to hit that trail that morning at 5:45 in the morning, it just seemed easier. And as I got probably 2 or 3 miles in, I noticed it was a lot easier than what I recalled. And so I started getting more and more excited and picking up more and more steam, and ended up finishing the entire 21 miles in 6 hours, which I was very, very surprised, but it felt amazing, and it was so much fun watching everybody else as they came in, and just seeing the look of accomplishment and pain on her face. The person I was probably most impressed with was Amanda, who actually went on, I think, maybe 2 training hikes with us. She said the whole time she wasn't going to do the hike, which was probably smart for not being prepared. And Amanda hit the trail that morning and finished every single one of those 21 miles. And I was able to meet her at the 20-mile mark and walk behind her as she came in and crossed the finish line. And it was pretty awesome. Loved watching her do it. I'm still amazed. And she looks so strong. And what an experience. So, but anyway, I've been thinking a lot lately about kind of nature and freedom and what I actually get from this. And a question that keeps popping into my head is, how in the world can we possibly ever be fully free when we spend the majority of our lives trapped behind walls? I mean, think about it. You wake up in the morning in a house. You have coffee, watch the news maybe, jump in the shower, go out in your garage, get in your car, still behind walls, drive to work. You find the closest parking spot you can to the door so you can hurry up and get out from behind those walls, behind the walls of the workplace. And it's just all day long. You get to the end of the day and you leave those walls to get back into your car to drive to happy hour at a board meeting or something. And then you rush on home to get behind those walls, see your family, watch TV, and go to sleep. We spend the entire time outside of nature and inside walls, just like animals in a zoo in their cages. And how is that freedom? When you think even beyond that, and you think about kind of the proverbial or the walls that exist when we get trapped in our head, and we stress about things, and we worry, and we're scared, and we're constantly just either evaluating past events or anticipating future events, and we just sit up there inside of our heads, and we never really truly plug into the existing world behind us. Or we've got the walls and the constraints of time that we're constantly thinking of, rushing to make sure that we're there and we're not late, or trying to get everything crammed in before the end of the week so that you can get into the weekend and have a free mind. But we spend all of our time doing that. And to me, quite frankly, I don't think it's possible to live free, feel free, or truly be free until you recognize the fact that we're trapped behind those walls the majority of our lives and start to make intentional efforts to get out. And, you know, I accidentally did that by committing to this hiking challenge. And the amount of energy that I've gained, the amount of perspective, and just the weight that have been lifted off of my shoulders because I have the ability to plug in to that eternal source of energy, which is nature. And nature, all our energy comes from nature. That is the true source. So I believe that the closer I get to nature and the more often that I intentionally plug into it, the more I'm not only going to be energized, but the more I'm going to feel free. So anyway, I got to keep on hiking and finish my trek here today so I can go home, hang out with my family, and get beyond those walls and actually truly live. So thank you very much. I will talk to you next time.